what we're doing is putting in jeopardy our own neutrality as well, and that's very serious. But we must remember as well that standing with Ukraine and continuing to maintain our military neutrality are not mutually exclusive either. I think we can actually do both, and we can actually maintain what has been a very honourable role for Ireland in the world situation. That actually we have a role that can be looked at and people can look at and see that it's significant and important. And indeed, even within the European Union now, I think we're probably ending up as being maybe the only neutral country in name at this stage. I think maybe Austria as well, but Sweden and Finland have rushed to join NATO as well too in the last number of months. And I don't see how that will actually protect them in the long run, because NATO actually is responsible, and whether you want to admit it or not, or whether you want to admit it or not, NATO actually fostered and done a lot to actually drive this war to the situation. There's no excuse for Russia invading Ukraine, but there is no excuse for the behaviour of NATO either, and pushing this, and using Ukraine as a proxy for its own conflict with Russia as well. I think that's what has been happening across the board here.